How old are you this year? I'm DJ Brian and I'll be back right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026, and we just heard Song Ji-eun with 25, 예쁜 나이, 25살. Well, we've got some news for those of you who were born in 1979. Mm-hmm. So we got to start off with the bad news first. That's apparently the age when life starts to feel a little less joyful. The good news? It's only temporary. Yeah! A global study spanning more than 100 countries has found that happiness tends to follow what researchers call a U-shaped curve. In simple terms, you're fairly happy when you're young. Things dip a little bit in the middle ages, of course. And then, thankfully, they rise again. And the lowest point, the bottom of the bottom, they say it's when you're 47. Now, researchers say it's the perfect storm. Mm-hmm. Career pressure, financial responsibilities, family obligations, everything seems to arrive at once. Like a group chat that, won't stop buzzing. You know that. So, if life feels a bit heavier around that time, it's not just you. It's a pattern. Mm-hmm. Seen across cultures and countries. But here's the reassuring part. After 50, happiness levels tend to climb again. People report feeling more content, more stable, and often more at ease with themselves and their lives. In other words, the dip comes with a built-in rebound. So if you're approaching your late 40s, don't panic, guys. It's all uphill from now. And if there are people around you right now at this age point, give them lots of love, guys. Some support, okay? And reassurance. And to help you, to motivate you, here's a song. It's Ang Niu with Give Love. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right, coffee or tea break time. Don't even talk to your boss or your coworkers. Just listen to Brian Ju and the KPC family because we got news that you are going to be interested in. Now, speaking of midlife crises and old age, let me introduce you to a true living legend, Lady Fatal. Now, is she a pop diva? Not exactly. Is she a Western star? Maybe. She's actually a Western lowland gorilla who is not only the oldest gorilla in the world, but also the longest residing tenant at the Berlin Zoo. At 69 years old, Lady Fatal has just marked another milestone and another birthday at the Berlin Zoo. Happy birthday! And honestly, her life story sounds something out of a movie. Born in West Africa in 1957, she arrived in Europe in the most unexpected way. Now, reportedly, in a sailor's luggage. Yes, I said that right, luggage. And when that sailor couldn't pay his bill at a tavern, he handed over a baby gorilla instead. From there, the baby gorilla made her way to Berlin and never left. Now, here's what makes that even more remarkable. Gorillas in the wild typically live until, their 40s. Even in captivity, reaching about 50 is considered quite old. But Fatal? She's 69 years old and still going strong. Now, these days, she's living her best life, like the true diva she is. She has her own private space, a dedicated care team, and prefers to sit back and observe the younger gorillas causing chaos around her. Which, to be fair, seems like a life goal for many of us. You get old, you sit back, you have caretakers, and you just enjoy. Sounds good to me. Well, you know what sounds good to me right now? Some music. We got After School with Diva and Lee Hyori with You Go Girl. Requests and responses. That is right. You guys know that we love to hear from you guys. And we're always tuning in to which song you guys want to listen to next. And we're going to read out all the messages and blast out all your requested songs. And you guys have to stick with us to the end because one of you lucky people are going to be winning a prize. And the winner will be announced right before the close of our show. And you guys can always check back to see if you've won or not on our website, world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And remember, we keep a close track of our message board, the Gram, and the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces for your comments and requests. So make sure to send them in if you haven't already. And if they don't get played today, they definitely will be played throughout the week. So with no further ado, first one up is from Mon Rev from the message board. Hello, DJ Brian. I'd like to request the song Weekend by Taeyeon, KPC Forever. Thank you. Forever is a long time, but we'll make that happen. We'll try our best. Alrighty. And I know it's Wednesday, but, you know, never too late to feel like it's the weekend. So it's a perfect request. It is Taeyeon with Weekend. We just heard Weekend by Taeyeon, requested by Mon Rev. Now, I'm going to go over more of your requests right now. Next one is from listener at Vatna Sad. Hello, DJ Brian and the KPC KBS team. I am tuning in all the way from Algeria, and I'm so excited for this week's show. K-pop has been such a huge source of comfort and joy for me, especially during long days. It's more than just music. It's a beautiful bridge that connects us to Korean culture. I would love to request a song, Ice Cream, by Yuna. This track has such a refreshing and energetic vibe that always boosts my mood. My message to DJ Brian and all the listeners around the globe, stay positive and keep spreading the K-pop love. Thank you for the wonderful program, and I'll be waiting to see if I'm one of the lucky winners. Much love from Algeria. Well, love to you and everybody in Algeria tuning in right now. We love that, you know, we have so many people around the globe tuning in and supporting K-pop, and, you know, it's always great to know that people love Korean music and support us and Korean culture, especially throughout all the years. You know, I know I say it a lot, but, you know, I've seen it through the decades, literally, you know, 2 decades and more of working in Korean entertainment. You get to see the changes of people and the rising of how K-pop changes, you know, gradually. And it's amazing. And then you see other people traveling from abroad to come into the country to see all the shows and travel into the country for just food and K-beauty. It's amazing. So thank you. We appreciate it. We hope that you continue to support us and listen to our show. Now moving on, we have one from at Blue Mindy. I can't wait for the new Friday travel talks. Lights, camera, action was my favorite too, but what could beat stories about traveling? So what about 이승기 여행을 떠나요? All right. Perfect, actually, because, you know, for Friday, when we travel, we do need some music to, you know, motivate us to pack our bags, you know, take our favorite items with us, our toiletry bags, favorite clothes, favorite PJs. Some people have that. So, with no further ado, let's check out the 2 songs that were requested. First up, we do have Yuna with the song Ice Cream. And then we have 이승기 with Let's Go on a Vacation, 여행을 떠나요! All right, we just heard 이승기 with Let's Go on a Vacation. And we still got a few more requests in before we announce today's winner. And the next one is from L. Jimina Kim. Hey, DJ Brian, I'm writing to you from Peru, and I'd love to hear BTS's Swim. Thank you so much. Yeah, we literally had so many people request a song. We had Julie Yoon, Alina Kim Day, and so many people, so many IDs that came in that we can't actually say all the names because there's a lot. But since you guys requested it with popular demand, we are going to play that song. But before we get into it, we still have one last request. It is from Satej Karandikar from the Book of Faces. Sending love all the way from India to you, DJ Brian. Thank you. Hope your show is on fire tonight. If you can, please bless us with GOT7's Encore. Let's keep the vibes going strong. Much love and thanks. Also, we had Shay Burrell request a song as well. And of course, we got to do justice for my boy Bam Bam, my little brother, you know, because of course he's in the group. And I think he wrote the song as well. So or helped produce a song. So with no further ado, the two songs that are going to be wrapping up today's requests and responses, BTS with Swim and GOT7 Encore. All right. That was GOT7 with Encore, and y'all know what time it is. It is time to announce today's winner, and today's winner for our requests and responses is L. Jimena Kim from the Book of Faces. Winner, congratulations, and let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to us at kpop@kbs.co.kr with the gram handle, your name, your message board ID, and whatever form of way you got in contact with us with, so we can find you and send you that prize, and especially the date that you've won. It makes it that much easier to find you. And now, a song break for everybody. This is your gift, y'all. We got Hit Just with Cherry Blossom, and then Billy with Cloud Palace. Well, that is all the time that we have for y'all today. And checking us out, we have two great songs. First up, we have DXS, 도겸, and Seungwon with Feel Me. And then Hoodie with Han Gang. Our producer is Chaedong Gwon. We have our writer, Karen Choi. We have me, the DJ, Brian Ju. And this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.